Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Ample sunshine expected today, with daytime highs approaching 78. Lows around 55, tonight mainly clear skies. Chance of thunderstorms, tomorrow 74, partly cloudy. High of 52, Saturday under mainly cloudy skies, 57, Sunday. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently 34.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. With the change in leadership and scope at the federal level, law enforcement agencies around the state of Kansas say they are excited to be working with the new administration, as they say they've had close relationships with the federal outlets, and it doesn't change what their mission is here on the home front in Kansas. As we sat down with State Director Tony Mativi of the Kansas Bureau of Investigations, saying that he is excited to work with the new leadership within the FBI.
Well, we've always had a wonderful relationship with all of our federal partners. You know, I anticipate that continuing. The agents that we deal with on a daily basis here in Kansas, whether they're with FBI, ATF, DEA, they're all of them have been consistently excellent to work with, and I don't envision any change there.
In other news, as we gear up towards the end of the state legislative session in Kansas, two different medical and recreational marijuana bills have officially been introduced into the state House and Senate for further discussion.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe, put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
Exposure to radon is the number one cause of lung cancer in non-smokers. Testing your home every 2 to 5 years is the only way to ensure you and your loved ones are safe from elevated levels of radon in your home. Fixing high radon is straightforward and costs less than many other home repairs. Don't delay. Test, fix, save a life. Visit KansasRadonProgram.org to learn more. This message is sponsored by the Kansas Radon Program, the Kansas Association of Broadcasters, and this station.
U.S. Senator Jerry Moran wrapped up last week showing his support for veterans and the Department of Veterans Affairs that he helps head with the committee out of the Senate. After the announcement last week from the Department of Government Efficiency saying that they are cutting near 80,000 jobs from the agency itself. As KWCH News reports, that according to the chief of staff for the Veterans Affairs Office, along with other top-level officials, they say they are looking to return the staffing levels for the agency back to 2019 staffing levels, as Moran has expressed his dissent towards the move, saying, quote, "The Department of Veterans Affairs must provide veterans, their family members, and survivors the health care and benefits that they have earned. The VA is in need to reform, but current efforts to downsize the department and increase efficiency must be done in a more responsible manner." He goes on to say in a public post that he does expect the Veterans Affairs Office to work with Congress to help right-size the VA's workforce and allow the legislation necessary to change the administration. Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
As a farm or ranch owner, you've invested heavily in your agribusiness, especially in your livestock. Protecting them from accidents, fires, and other natural disasters is crucial for your farm's success. At Blue Valley Insurance, we recognize the importance of your animals as assets to your livelihood. Visit our offices in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, or Marysville to explore comprehensive livestock insurance options tailored to your needs. Safeguard your farm's future with Blue Valley Insurance today.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the state legislature says they are getting concerned after their expansion of the Medicaid program from the federal level, with reimbursements coming from the federal government after the government said, again, they are planning to decrease the percentage of state Medicaid cost reimbursements that will cover Nebraskans, leaving state lawmakers for on the hook for what they say is more than $90.3 million for the upcoming budget cycle. According to the Nebraska Examiner, the announcement came from the Budget Writing Appropriations Committee earlier this week after they they say they have overlooked the federal Medicare assistance percentage revisions from January, with the state battling more than a $432 million shortfall at the start of the session, and now having an additional $65 million in projected tax revenue over the next two fiscal years. According to the committee, they say the initial decrease in the federal share of the Medicaid costs from October passed near $235 million of Medicaid costs back onto the state of Nebraska. But American Network News. If you want to add gold and silver bullion to your portfolio, there's no better place to go. Make sure to check out Phil's Coins online at philscoins.com. And with the largest variety of items, you'll find exactly what you're looking for. Phil's Coins and Bullion, 9344 West Central Avenue. Go check them out today. Phil's Coins and Bullion.
Your home for all the latest in Kansas, regional, and national agricultural news is the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck. Join me daily for the latest ag news, statewide weather, and hourly commodity market updates. Also join agriculture radio legend Larry Steckline both Tuesdays and Fridays for a deep dive into the world of agriculture with the Steckline Report. The Mid-America Ag Network has been a seven-state region trusted source for everything in the world of agriculture for nearly 50 years. So join us daily through our many great affiliates on the Mid-America Ag Network.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. USD 113 Prairie Hills School Board voted to hire Rob McKim as superintendent, effective next school year, replacing Todd Evans, who will assume the post at Pawnee City. Rob McKim has over 30 years educational experience, currently serving as superintendent at Walmego USD 320. Previously, he was principal at Lansing High School. He is a Morrill native and 1990 graduate of Sabetha High School. In addition, he taught high school math and has coached a number of sports. Marysville USD 364 School Board unanimously approved two-year contract renewals for administrative positions, including Janine Debley, elementary principal, Sarah Kaler, assistant elementary principal, Tim Woodcock, junior senior high principal, and Derek Pretrie, assistant principal and athletic director. Contract for Emma Holly, science and physical science teacher, was not renewed, with no comment as to why. A policy was adopted where public wishing to comment during open forum need to sign in at the district office by noon the day of a meeting, scheduled regularly the second Monday each month. Resignation of elementary teacher Nancy Otot was accepted, as well as retirement resignation of Brian Turner, secondary math teacher. Organizers have announced cancellation of the MHS Alumni Black and Red Social planned in March. That's been canceled due to low advanced ticket sales. Refunds will be processed soon. A house fire in Hollenburg last Thursday was reported, and a GoFundMe account has been established. Donations may be left with the First Commerce Banks for homeowners Bill and Carol Hollingsworth, who were displaced as their house was destroyed. She suffered from smoke inhalation and was taken to the hospital. Hanover, Hollenburg, Washington, and Steel City Fire Departments responded and were called back both Friday and Saturday as the fire reignited. It's believed to have been electrical in nature. Again, contributions can be left to the GoFundMe account or at First Commerce Banks. The annual legislative forum in Marysville is Saturday, March 15th at Landall Lanes. State Senator Elaine Bowers and Craig Bowser and State Representative Lisa Mosier will be in attendance. Doors open with refreshments at 8:30. Forum runs 9 to 10 a.m. this Saturday. The annual Lillis St. Patrick's Day Parade this Saturday begins at 2 p.m. Chickens were among discussion items at Marysville City Council Monday. Over half a dozen residents spoke in favor, one opposed. Council later continued a lengthy discussion with an expanded motion to allow fowl, including chicken, ducks, and quail. City Administrator Josh Haverkamp advised caution with a vote at the meeting Monday, noting exceptions and related allowances. Permit fees were among discussion as well as enforcement. Final consensus was rescinding the motion to accept and send back to committee for further revision. Earlier in the meeting, an $815,000 contract with Team and Construction of Beatrice for Phase 3 of 11th Road improvements was passed. A charter ordinance related to appointing certain city positions, including municipal judge, city clerk, chief of police, city attorney, and fire chief, was approved unanimously, allowing publication and an appeal process, including citizen petition. City administrator reported award of an MIH and Community Development Block Grant for improvements on the Kester Block commercial properties, which are slated for renovation with 12 rental apartments on the second and third floors, in addition to commercial front improvements on Broadway. An offer for rent of the former Kester House restaurant was delayed as complete information was not available and negotiations continue. A budget workshop was scheduled for March 28th at 6:30 p.m. at Marysville City Hall. A common consumption allowance for a defined area along and adjacent to Broadway downtown was considered in committee with certain restrictions. Council, though, took no action.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, a hamburger, baked beans, sliced carrots, and pineapple. Tomorrow, ham with macaroni and cheese, garlic bread, Normandy blend, applesauce, and a cookie.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Mostly clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the lower to mid 50s. South winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 30. Some rain showers are possible throughout Friday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. And some rain showers throughout Friday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the lower to upper 30s. Some rain showers are possible early on Saturday, otherwise mostly sunny with our highs in the mid to upper 50s, then partly cloudy skies over Saturday night with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. More sunshine on Sunday with our highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s, and mostly clear skies throughout Sunday night with our lows in the mid 30s and lower 40s. Partly sunny throughout the day on Monday with our highs in the mid to upper 70s, and staying clear throughout Monday night with our lows in the mid to upper 40s. Sunshine throughout Tuesday with our highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s, then a slight chance for some rain and snow showers over Tuesday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper 20s and upper 30s. And more rain and snow possible throughout the day Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-March 55, record high on this date 87. The average low 30 and the record low minus 5. Sunrise this morning 7:43, sunset this evening at 7:31.
Bite Me Barbecue has more than just great barbecue. Of course, they have delicious pulled pork, brisket, sausage, burnt ends, and more, but they also feature other choices as well, with excellent food at affordable prices. Don't forget, they can bring the menu to your family gathering, special event, wedding, or business function. Check out Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville, also online and on Facebook.
We could see each other again in June. Good morning, I'm Jay Reynolds. Potential NBA Finals matchup last night in Boston, and it goes to the Thunder. OKC clinching a playoff spot with a 6-point win over the Celtics. 118-112, Shea Gilgeous-Alexander with his 60th consecutive game with at least 20 points. He finishes with 34, ESPN's Kendrick Perkins.
He needed to make a statement for his MVP, and he did that because Jokic is on his heels. And I said the rest of this month, starting tonight against the defending champs, you need to go show the non-believers why that MVP should be going to OKC this year.
SGA and the Thunder getting a win on the road. Nikola Jokic and the Nuggets losing at home to the Wolves by 20. Clippers 119-104 over the Heat, Miami's fifth consecutive loss. Rockets top the Suns for their 41st win, matching last season's win total. Knicks beat Portland in overtime on a game-winning buzzer beater from Mikal Bridges. College, the tournament bubble is shifting. Ohio State loses in the Big Ten tournament. North Carolina wins in the ACC tournament. Tar Heels move into the last four in, according to ESPN's Joe Lenardi. Texas, projected as the first team out, advances to the second round of the SEC tournament with a win over Vanderbilt. Oklahoma also advancing as they beat Georgia. The SEC still with a chance to get 14 teams in the NCAA tournament. Football, Aaron Rodgers is a free agent for the first time in his career. Jets, as expected, officially releasing him yesterday. Just days after signing Devontae Adams, the Rams have cut wide receiver Cooper Kupp.
Some of the potential landing spots I could envision would be the Seattle Seahawks, the Denver Broncos, the New England Patriots, who bid on Chris Godwin, have to be amongst the 12 teams who are interested in Cooper Kupp.
ESPN insider Adam Schefter, cornerback Darius Slay, 1-year agreement with the Steelers. Broncos land tight end Evan Ingram. Quarterback Mac Jones goes to the Niners. Two-year deal for $7 million.
The best day for great deals on everything for spring is One Day, as in the Macy's One Day Sale. Find the best prices of the month on spring essentials, from handbags starting at $49.99 to sheets starting at just $9.99. From 40 to 50% off new looks for the family to 40 to 50% off mattresses from Serta and more. And you can earn rewards even faster during Star Money Bonus Days. It's a day that's unlike any other day. The Macy's One Day Sale, tomorrow. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Surprise! Your accountant just emailed to say your quarterly taxes are way higher than you were expecting.
At Progressive, we know small business owners don't usually like surprises because they cost you money. But a good surprise that could save you money? Getting discounts with a commercial auto quote from Progressive.
Also, your favorite employee is leaving. They're going to pursue their dream of being a veterinarian.
Surprise yourself. See if you can save in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
With nine Twin Valley League teams represented at state tournament this week, opening round action was all TVL in Class 1A Division II girls play as Lynn knocked off top seed South Haven 61-39 to advance to face Attica, the number 5 seed, Friday at 2 p.m. Hanover rolled past Wallace County in the nightcap 64-49 and will face second seed Lebo Friday at 6 p.m. Girls 1A Division 1, Centralia Lady Panthers down St. John's Hudson 50-27 to advance. Quarterfinal action continues in boys play on Thursday. Hanover at 4, Axtell Boys at 6, back-to-back live on KNDY-FM 95.5. Frankfurt Boys tip off at 4 on AM 1570, FM 94.1, with the Valley Heights Girls at 6 also on AM 1570, FM 94.1. All of our games streaming at our website, KNDYRadio.com, and always available on our free mobile apps.
From ABC News Wall Street Now, days of heavy losses for stocks gave way to mixed readings on Wednesday. The Dow Jones slipped another 82 points to close at 41,351, but the S&P rose 0.5% for its first gain in three sessions. The NASDAQ composite picked up 1.2%. The Trump administration is celebrating the latest reading on consumer prices as evidence that its economic policies are cutting inflation. But business executives here and abroad worry about the impact of a growing international tariff war. Global automakers are preparing for the potential imposition of 25% tariffs on their products. The CEO of Italy's Ferrari, for example, says his company is ready with what he calls countermeasures to U.S. import fees. Signs of life in the housing market. More people are applying for home loans. With mortgage rates dropping for a sixth week in a row, the Mortgage Bankers Association says applications are running more than 30% above this time last year. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Good Thursday morning. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest market information here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, as we inch closer to the opening bell here now on this Thursday day of trade, just a quick recap of how things finished up yesterday, as it was generally higher in the livestock yesterday. So nice gains, especially for the cattle markets. We definitely did see some low spots in the hogs. We'll go into detail on those finishing numbers here in just a moment. But yesterday in the grains and the oil seeds, not reacting well to back on Tuesday. Of course, the most recent World Ag Supply and Demand Report was released, sending the majority of the row crops in the red. The wheat was sent chasing as well. And, of course, the imposed tariffs that are in place. Certainly, the commodity markets right now not reacting well to that. Yesterday, though, in the wheat market, it was somewhat of a mixed bag. Chicago and spring wheat saw some losses. However, Kansas City wheat was higher. March Kansas City wheat gaining 3 cents up to 561 and three quarters. May up a penny to 573. Again, as mentioned, there was still some weak spots in the wheat market. Oats were lower yesterday. March oats dropping 1 1/4 down to 357 and a quarter. Into the row crops again, as mentioned. Certainly not responding well to the imposed tariffs. As Tuesday's WASD report, both corn and soybeans taking a hit. March corn dropping 7 3/4 cents down to 448 and three quarters. May down 9.5 at 460 and three quarters cent. Soybeans, as mentioned, kind of taking the brunt of that hit as we see March beans down 10 1/4 at 987.5. May down 10 3/4 at $10.5 per bushel. The meal also a bit weaker. March soybean meal dropped 170 yesterday down to 292.40. And March soybean oil dropping 25 points down to 41.18. Cotton oil was higher,
Premier May cotton up 100 at $67 per unit. Taking a look now back into the livestock, as mentioned, cattle markets did well. April live cattle finished up 185 at 201.40. June was up $1.62 at 197.87. Big day for the feeders. March feeder cattle gained 275 up to $280.25. April up to 280.72. That was up 302. Hogs were generally mixed. April lean hogs down a nickel at 86.50, but May gained 25 cents up to $90.45.
Are you ready to score a slam dunk on your next car purchase? At Rusty and Ford, we're shooting for the best deals just for you. With over 600 new and used vehicles to choose from, we've got the ride to match your game. All at prices and financing that'll leave you cheering. Like a 2024 F-150 up to $17,000 off. Or a 2024 Expedition $7,000 rebate and up to $14,000 off. Stock number 214304C. Or a 2024 F-150 as low as 1.9% APR.
I'm throwing down dunks. Rusty Export is throwing down prices. Come visit our team today so we can save the most money.
Rusty at Ford, where the deals are always a win. Visit Rusty at Ford or online at rustyatford.com. With approved credit, must finance with Ford Motor Credit. See dealer details, number 214984.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. While not technically a cover crop, double crop soybeans produce the same kinds of benefits and serve as an alternative to chemical fallow that could increase profitability simultaneously. K-State cropping systems agronomist Craig Rosaboom describes the role researchers previously thought double crop soybeans played in sorghum cropping systems.
We often thought about it as a secondary check. The check was chemical fallow. Okay, we harvest the wheat, apply herbicides to keep the weeds and volunteer wheat down until sorghum planting the following spring.
He explains the results of a study on double cropped soybeans.
Over the years now, we've had more and more discussion of intensifying our cropping systems, diversifying our cropping systems, so this all fits with those ideas, right? And so double crop soybeans are, as I said, kind of that secondary check. They're not a cover crop. We're harvesting the grain. But what we found, yes, better income. We got bushels to sell it, and the yields were not great. One year it was a crop, it was a failure. But one year out of nine harvests, we didn't have soybeans to harvest, but that's a fairly low failure rate. Yields ranged anywhere from 10 to 12 bushels per acre, not great, but in 1 year we had nearly 60 bushels per acre. So it really depends on the year, but at least you have the potential for that.
Rosaboom shares the benefits of this kind of cropping system.
We've done soil sampling looking at the impacts on soil. It did not have a negative impact on sorghum yield, like some of the other high biomass, high CDN cover crops, and sometimes even contributed a little nitrogen, kind of like the summer legume cover crop. But it also helped build carbon over time, the double crop soybeans. We measured several chemical characteristics of the plots where these treatments were imposed, as well as biological activity. And even though the double crop soybeans didn't get us as much of a response as the cover crops, it got us, like I would say, halfway there, and we're still getting the additional economic return. And so obviously it just reinforces the fact that anytime you can intensify, diversify the system, even if you're harvesting that crop, there's the potential to gain environmental benefits.
That was Kansas State University cropping systems agronomist Craig Rosaboom on the positives of including double crop soybeans in crop rotations. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Thursday's sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. 11:30 start for breads, cow-calf pairs, and bottle calves. Lightweight calves sell at noon, followed by stocker feeders. They also have a dairy influence sale this Thursday. Early consignment listings include 19 Charley calves, 30 to 120 days old, one black 7-day-old calf, 52 black F1 and breedable heifers, sire by pay weight, 7 to 800 pounds, 11 black running age cows, 4 to 5 months bred, 11 black heifers, 8 to 9 months bred. 20 black and white face, 4 to 8-year-old cow-calf pairs. Calves are 1 to 3 months old. 7 red Angus, 7 to 8. 2 black 5-year-old cow-calf pairs, 1 to 3 months old. 15 black and red steers and heifers weighing 3 to 450. 10 black cross steers, 4 to 450. 55 black crossbred steers and heifers, 4 to 6. 13 Charlie steers and heifers, 4 to 6. 85 black steers and heifers, 4 to 6. 17 weighing in at 4 to 6, another 15 at 4 to 6. 50 black and white face, red and white face steers and heifers, 4 to 650. 25 black and red steers, 4.5 to 550. 110 black and white face steers and heifers weighing 4.5 to 6. 50 black steers and heifers, 4.5 to 6. 44.5 to 650. 43 weighing 4.5 to 650. 55 black and red steers, 4.5 to 650. 23 black steers and heifers, 4.5 to 650. 34 weighing 5 to 6. 55 black steers, 5 to 6. 21 black steers and heifers, 5 to 6. 56 black steers, 5 to 650. 62 weighing 5 to 7. Another 15 weighing in at 5 to 7. 90 black and white face steers and heifers, 5 to 750. 80 Charlotte cross steers and heifers, 5 to 750. 80 black steers and heifers, 5.5 to 7. 8 mixed steers and heifers weigh 600 pounds. 20 black steers and heifers, 6 to 7. 65 Charlotte red Angus cross steers and heifers, 6.5 to 8. 7 mixed heifers, 7 to 750. 30 black heifers, 7 to 750. 58 black steers and heifers, 7 to 8. 15 black heifers, 7 to 8. 70 black Angus heifers off one ranch, 775 to 8. 50 black steers, 7 to 9. 119, 825 to 9. 50 mixed steers, 850 to 9. 120 black steers, 9 to 9 and a quarter. 60 weighing 9 to 9 and a quarter. And 64 black steers, 950 to 1,000 pounds. Plus several Holstein steers and heifers on the Dairy Influence sale, which is also this Thursday at Marysville Livestock Incorporated.
Do you use a straw broom for cleaning chores? A fun look at some broom legend and lore today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, March 13th, the 72nd day of the year. Singer-songwriter Neil Sedaka and actor William H. Macy share a birthday. As you get ready to tackle spring cleaning chores, consider the rich legend and lore surrounding the common household broom. Entering a new home with an old broom is still considered bad luck. A traditional African marriage custom is to jump the broom as a couple symbolically crosses into domestic life. And if your mother ever swatted you with a broom and the straw fell out, you'll know where we get the phrase flying off the handle. While most of us are using more modern floor sweeping gadgets, we'll never sweep away the rich folklore of the old-fashioned straw broom. There is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more fun facts online at almanac.com.
Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Doug Downs. The Kansas State Wildcats season came to an end yesterday in the Big 12 tournament. Kansas State drops one to Baylor 70-56. Jerome Tang talks about the end of the season for the Cats.
I think I've only been really happy at the end of one season, you know, and because you never want it to end, not because of the outcome, it's because of the end of the relationships, and because the team's never the same the next year.
K-State finishes the season at 16-17 overall and 9-11 in conference play. The Kansas Jayhawks move on in the Big 12 tournament after a scare last night from Central Florida. Kansas beat Central Florida 98-94. The game went into overtime. So today, KU will take on Arizona. It's a late start tonight at 8:30. The rest of the Big 12 tournament looks like this. BYU and Iowa State at 11:30, Houston, Colorado at 2 o'clock, and Texas Tech and Baylor at 6.
It's the March Make It Mine event at Midwest Kia. And this month, we're offering you up to $5,000 over MMR value for your trade-in to help you make the perfect new Kia yours today. That's right. Get top dollar for your trade and drive off in an all-new K4 sedan. Stand a little taller in a Kia Sportage or load up the family in the award-winning Kia Telluride. Any new Kia you choose will be backed by a best-in-class 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty with rebates as high as $10,000 and rates as low as 0% for 72 months. Midwest Kia is making history during the March Make It Mine event. At Midwest Kia, we're all about making your car buying experience simple, transparent, and fast. But hurry, this March-only offer won't last long. Visit Midwest Kia or check us out online at MidwestKia.com and get up to $5,000 over MMR for your trade-in. Midwest Kia, where your trade is always worth more, and we're always singing,
we want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Warranties are limited powertrain warranties. See dealer for details.
The Kansas City Chiefs needed to open up some available cap space, so they did it in a restructure of both Patrick Mahomes and Chris Jones's contracts. The Chiefs saved nearly $49.44 million with the move. It will give the Chiefs a little bit more money to be more active in free agency. The woman who accused Chiefs wide receiver Xavier Worthy of attacking her last week has been granted a protective order against him by a Texas judge. Worthy's attorney said he is innocent of all charges against him and that the allegations made by the woman are baseless. The Wichita State Shockers will take to the court today against Southern Florida in the American Athletic Conference tournament down in Dallas, Texas. Wichita State is the 8 seed. They will face 9-seeded South Florida. That game tips off at 11:30. Spring training baseball, the Kansas City Royals pick up a win yesterday. They took on the Seattle Mariners. The Royals win the game 7-6. Mid-American Network Sports. I'm Doug Downs.
In first round action of the Class 1A Division 2 Girls Substate, it's the 8 seed of Lynn Bulldogs punching past top seed of South Haven, 51-39, handing South Haven their second loss of the season, while Lynn moves to 17-6. Lynn was faced in this contest by Marcelo Herrera with 15 points, 10 points from Isabel Rogge, as Lynn held South Haven to just 2 points in the final quarter to punch their first win in a state tournament since 1985 with a 51-35-9 victory over top-seeded South Haven from Colby. They'll move on to play Friday at 2 p.m. Reporting from Colby, Kansas, this is Max Blasky. From the Class 1A Division II state championship bracket from Colby, is the two-time reigning champion Hanover Wildcats picking up a first-round win 60-49 over 8-seeded Wallace County. Hanover was led by Uels Banana Juniman with 21 points, 12 from Allie Shale off the bench, all from behind the three-point arc, as Hanover led 28-19 at half and never looked it back. Jersey Benish, a junior for Wallace County, pitched in 27 with 16 in the fourth quarter, but the comeback bid was not enough as the back-to-back 1A defending two champions, Hanover Lady Wildcats, punched their ticket to weekend action with a 60-49 victory in first-round action here Wednesday night from Colby, Kansas. Reporting for KNDY Radio, this is Max Blasky.
With nine Twin Valley League teams represented at state tournament this week, opening round action was all TVL in Class 1A Division II girls play as Lynn knocked off top seed South Haven 61-39 to advance to face Attica, the number 5 seed, Friday at 2 p.m. Hanover rolled past Wallace County in the nightcap 64-49 and will face second seed Lebo Friday at 6 p.m. Girls 1A Division 1, Centralia Lady Panthers down St. John's Hudson 50-27 to advance.
It's a full slate of high school basketball coverage today on KNDY, taking over all three KNDY stations. On FM 95.5, in boys 1A Division 2 action from Colby, the fifth-seeded Hanover Wildcats kick off our coverage at 4 p.m. when they match up against fourth-seeded Elnira Christian. Following that broadcast, the two-seeded Axtell Eagles, making their third straight trip to state, match up against seven-seeded Hutchison Central Christian, scheduled start time of 6 p.m. with both broadcast on FM 95.5. on our sister station, AM 1570, FM 94.1. It's the fifth-seeded Frankfort boys from the Class 1A Division 1 tournament in Dodge City tipping off against four-seeded Central Plains at 4 p.m. While at 6 p.m., live from the 2A state tournament at Bramlage Coliseum in Manhattan, it's the seventh-seeded Valley Heights girls matching up against two-seeded St. Mary's Colgan. Again, Hanover boys and Axtell boys live coverage will be on FM 95.5, while Frankfort boys and Valley Heights girls will be on AM 1570, FM 94.1, with all broadcasts streaming live at kndyradio.com and in the free KNDY app.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Ample sunshine expected today, with daytime highs approaching 78. Lows around 55, tonight mainly clear skies. Chance of thunderstorms, tomorrow 74, partly cloudy. High of 52, Saturday under mainly cloudy skies, 57, Sunday. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently 34.
Spring national races at the Beatrice Speedway scheduled for this Friday and Saturday have been postponed until next week. Again, races scheduled for this week at the Beatrice Speedway have been moved to next week.
KNDY.